I spoke to legendary singer Doug Parkinson 12 months ago. He was last in Bendigo then. I'm pleased to say he's coming back to Bendigo next Friday, the 27th. He's going to be at the Capitol Theatre. It's the Dear Prudence 50th anniversary tour. Doug's been good enough to join me on the line. G'day, Doug. How are you going?
I'm good, Sean. Yes, it's been a year. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. I was thinking, I reckon it was probably, what, November, December of last year. I checked my records. It was 12 months ago.
Wow, man. Incredible. It goes so fast, isn't it? Well, it's like my life. I'm doing my, this show's my 50th anniversary tour of Dear Prudence. And I tell you, Sean.
You can't believe it?
You blink and you miss it.
So last April you were doing the Joe Cocker shows. How was that tour?
Yeah, that was great. We had a great time in Bendigo doing that and worked really well with the Joe show. And I was very proud of that show. It was great. And but so this one is completely different. But we still do a couple of Joe Cocker songs in it because I don't want to lose touch with my friend Joe Cocker.
I'm going to ask you all about that. Dear Prudence was a huge hit for you. It wasn't actually released as a single by the Beatles. Why did you pick that song to record?
Look, I don't know. We got our hands on it a couple of weeks before it was ever played in Australia on radio, and a friend brought it back from England. And as we were Beatle fanatics, we played track by track, and we almost wore the damn thing out. And I don't know why, but just that track, just I loved that track. It had a sort of a lonely, lovely feeling about it, and the band learnt it. And I'm talking about my In Focus band in the late 60s. We learned it, started playing it at all the gigs, the kids' dances and things, and they liked it. So we raced out and recorded it. We were looking for a single to record. And I took it to my record company, and they said no. They passed on it. They said, no, sorry, we don't like it. So I said, well, give me, I want a release from our contract. This is silly. So they released me, and I walked around the corner to the opposition, which was EMI, and played it to them, and they signed us up on the spot. So I got dumped from one record company in the afternoon, and a couple of hours later, I was re-signed to the opposition.
It's a great story.
6 weeks later, driving along the road in my car, heard it on the car radio, and Sean, it was the biggest thrill. I can't tell you what a thrill it was, all that hard work, and there I heard the fruits of our labour, and it became a big hit, and I was... Such a wonderful, wonderful thing for me.
And you're doing other tracks on this tour from the White Album?
Yes, I'm doing a couple more, three or four more. But I love that album. I think it was a real kind of a breakthrough kind of album. And it's had its share of criticism, but there are songs there, like all their albums, which will live forever.
I'm speaking to singer Doug Parkinson prior to his new tour. He's coming to Bendigo next Friday playing at the Capitol Theatre. You do a great version of I'll Be Around, which we play on this radio station all the time. How'd you come to record that song?
Thank you, Sean. I was playing in a club in Sydney called the Mansell Room. It was a notorious late-night club in the late 70s, I think it was. And I heard Ross Wilson one night there, and I heard him play that track, and I said to him, what is that? Do you have plans for that? I'll Be Around. He said no. So I did my research and I found the Spinners version, which I still find thrilling. And we recorded it and we gave it like a pop touch with some horns and the girls' voices. And I love that song. It's got two chords in it, Sean. Two lousy chords. And it's such a great piece of work.
It stands up really well.
I'm saying the song is such a great creation.
No, your version stands up really well. It sounds great.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Legendary singer Doug Parkinson comes back to Bendigo next Friday the 27th. He's going to be at the Capitol Theatre. It's the Dear Prudence 50th anniversary tour. Great to speak to you, Doug. We'll see you in Bendigo very soon.
Hey, Sean. You betcha. Looking forward to it.